Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have amongst us today Sheikh Yunus Ahmad Rhoda. He is a graduate of Darul Uloom Newcastle, and then also he studied in Nadwatul Ulama and returned to South Africa, and since that time he is actively engaged in the propagation of the Deen of Islam, establishment of madrasas and other kind of welfare activities. At present he is a principal of Darul Uloom in Cape Town, where they have now about 45 students, and also satellite madrasas which cater for about 1,000 pupils. So inshallah he will give the Jummah Bayan and the Khutbah Namaz inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد وفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون إلى آخر الآية. وقال الله سبحانه وتبارك وتعالى من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريده ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. My respected brothers, سماحة الشيخ, and dear friends in Islam, actually, I told Maulana that I would have liked to be sitting amongst the crowd here listening to Maulana, because I told our friends and family in Cape Town, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go to Maulana and we will hear some of the jewels from Maulana, and then we will come back home and distribute that to you people at home. Unfortunately, Maulana decided that I got no choice in this matter and I have to say a few words. So inshallah ta'ala, whatever, when our asatidha requests us to say a few words, then we have to do so. Alhamdulillah, speaking to the brothers here that has been in the suhba of Mawlana Maddadhilul Ali for quite a while, I would imagine that alhamdulillah you must be on a certain level of understanding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there are people that have been long time in Mawlana's suhba and is not yet on a level, then it is by time, inshallah ta'ala, that we should get onto a level. Alhamdulillah, 2 months ago, definitely we must have heard, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. We must have heard from Maulana or the other teachers, lecturers, that advised us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Rajab, he made dua, he said, Ya Allah, you bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and you make us to reach the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we also have heard that Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sha'ban is the month of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the month of Ramadan is the month of the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Having heard all these advices and many much more, we have also heard the month of Ramadan is the first 10 days Rahmah, the second 10 days Maghfirah, and the last 10 days Al-Itqu Minan Nari, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So by now we should be in emotion. We should be on a level where we must have made definitely dua to get the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan. We also must have made dua, Ya Allah, it is now time for the maghfirah of yours. And also, as I have seen, and also as I tend to believe, that this is a time when we make the preparations to go into i'tikaf the last ten nights of the month of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah ala dhalik, that by now we should be on a system. We have been fasting for quite a number of days, and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be on a level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows me and you. He knows our system, because He's our creator. He made us, He nourished us, and He trained us. From non-existence, He brought us into existence. And then, we went through the different stages of our life. Till, alhamdulillah, we have reached that position and condition that me and you are in today. Alhamdulillah, we have listened to many advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, advices of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now one ayat of the Quran, in fact two ayats of the Quran came to my mind to share with you today. And that is, Allah ta'ala addresses us in the Quran and says, Alif Lam Mim. These are the huruf al-muqatta'at, we do not know the meaning of that. Though some people are giving some explanation, that is a question mark. Allah ta'ala continues and says, Ahasiban nas, do the people think, Ayyutraku, that they will be left alone, when they say, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahum la yuftanun, and that they will not be put into test. Allah ta'ala asks us this question. Now I know that we are supposed to be on a level. Now I'm bringing that particular ayat of the Quran forth to us, so that we must sit and reflect and ponder our situation today. Most definitely we have tested those people that came from before, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must definitely know those who are truthful and those who are liars. Do the people who does evil deeds think that they will try and supersede Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How bad is their judgment? This is the same after Allah is asking us that, do you think you'll be left alone? He is making the statement. And as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a certain frame of mind, Allah is asking us another question. In fact, He is telling us, man kana, whosoever desires this worldly life, we will hasten for that person who desires this worldly life, we will hasten for him in this world, whatever we desire. Not what effort he gonna make in this world. Allah says, we will give him, we will hasten for him, whatever we desire to give that person. And it is not only for that person that makes effort. Allah says, liman nuridu, for that person that we desire. Here we come to know that it is not a criteria that if we're going to make effort in this world, that we're going to get something. لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدُلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودَ, that if this dunya had to be equivalent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the eyes of Allah, eyesight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Janah Ba'uda, the measure of the wing of a mosquito. Lama saqa kafiran shurbata ma'in. Then Allah says, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then Allah would not have given a kafir one drop of water. And we see that today the people that has been granted everything are the Yahud and the Nasara. So here, my respected brothers and dear friends in Islam, Allah Ta'ala continued and further and said, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Then we will give that person that makes so lot of effort for this dunya only, we will give him and we will roast him. We will make for him Jahannam. He will roast in it. He will be disgraced and he will be despised. And whosoever desires this world, the Akhirah, and he strive for the Akhirah, the striving of the Akhirah. We don't strive for the Akhirah, anything. But we strive for the Akhirah, the effort that we have to strive for the Akhirah. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. While he is a believer, فَأُولَٰئِكَ. These people, سَعْيُهُمْ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah Ta'ala says that their effort will be, Allah will say shukran for that effort. My respected brothers and dear friends in Islam, we are going to the last 10 nights of Ramadan very shortly. And here in this last 10 nights of Ramadan, we can show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must remember Allah loves us. If we love Allah, He is prepared to love us. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. According to that slave of mine, according to his mental situation, according to his thinking about me, I am according to that. If we love Allah, then He loves us. My respected brothers and dear friends in Islam, so here I'm leaving you with this thought, that I would like you to get involved. We should get involved in a love affair. And that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we said amantu billahi, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we took Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Lord, Allah, we must remember that Allah ta'ala already bought from us our life. He already bought from us our life. So we must show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are His lovers. Imagine you go home and you tell your wife you love her, but you give her a nice hiding. How will she love you? Your wife tells you, hey, my husband, I love you very much. But she takes the salt pot and put the whole pot into the food for you and say, oh, my beloved husband, you know, I love you very much. How are you going to accept and believe her that she really loves you? So my respected brothers and dear friends in Islam, this last 10 days, it is there for me and you that we should try and fulfill and follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent to go into i'tikaf. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made i'tikaf. And in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ladies also should make i'tikaf. Inshallah ta'ala, your ulama will explain to you how ladies also can make i'tikaf. They also got their places where they can make their i'tikaf. So the purpose of i'tikaf is how we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, respected brothers and dear friends in Islam, as far as our i'tikaf is concerned, there are certain rules and regulations that we can't transgress. We have to do and we have to abide by these things. For example, if you don't fast, then you can't make i'tikaf. If you want to, if the back portion of the masjid is not part of the masjid, but you feel you want to make i'tikaf in that section there, then it's not going to be of no avail. So there are rules and regulations. My intention is not to speak about that. But one aspect of i'tikaf is this. We have permission to leave the masjid when certain conditions allows us to do so. In other words, if we want, if a call comes to us that a certain brother got certain takaza, and we can go and fulfill that takaza of our brother, then permission has been granted for us to go outside and fulfill the takaza of our brother. It reminds me of a saying, ibadat se jannat. If a person does that ibadat, he will get jannah. If we make our salah, zakat, whatever, we will get jannah. Ibadat se jannat or khidmat se khuda. But if we make khidmah, we serve the people, we serve the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we come to know from this saying how important it is for me and you to serve the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is important that we have to go while we are getting on with our life. Man kana yarju liqa Allah, whosoever desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ. Verily that person must realize that that time that we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be coming. So we will have, must carry on with our life. We must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till Malikul Maut comes to us and he takes that ruh of us. وَعْبُدَ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. We must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till death come to us. My respected brothers and dear friends in Islam, another great act of ibadat which we should do during this month of Ramadan is, this is the month of the Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Each and every moment of our life, we should get involved. We should open our Quran and we should read this Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must read this Quran of ours. Many a time we have been neglectful. We, due to our involvement in dunya, we never worried to read our Quran and we forgot how to read the Quran. My respected brothers and dear friends in Islam, then we must make a concerted effort that now I must put more effort in to read the Quran. Sometimes we get elderly people, they don't know how to read Quran. So you tell our children, come read for me. Read this Quran. So this is the month of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give me and you the ability to read this Quran. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to this dunya, he showed the Sahaba, he read the Quran for them. So one of the jobs, how we should read the Quran is, every haraka, we must read it properly how it is. If we read the Quran, and we mispronounce, we pull we are not supposed to pull, we pronounce it wrong, then it is a sin. There are certain sins which is small and certain that is major. We must learn about these things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you the ability that we must read the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show us how to read the Quran. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show us the meaning of the Quran. So the second aspect of the Quran is that we must learn the meaning of the Quran. And the third aspect is of this Quran is, through this Quran, we must purify ourselves with the Quran. Inshallah ta'ala, you people are fortunate. You have a fountain where you can sit at this fountain and use the methodology of how to clean our self from inside and as well as from outside. Nabi, to end off with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ, and in the heavens is your sustenance. The roza which we are looking for every day to eat, it is there we're going to get it. مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ, like how me and you, we are speaking, the sustenance is there. Allah Ta'ala says, مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ. I myself sometimes, I sit, then I ponder. But till now I never, you know, figure it out how it works. So I would like you to sit. And once you figure it out, and when you meet me, you tell me, this is how it works. I'm trying to figure out, how do I speak? I say something, the next person understands what I'm saying. But how the word is formulated, till now I can't understand. I know shafatain, lisan and shafatain, the mouth and the tongue is being utilized for speaking purposes. But how it works, Allah knows best. So like how we are speaking, we don't know, but we are speaking. No, like that, the sustenance is there. Our rozi is there. So the physical rozi which we eat for this body, it is there. No, it is our job. Reading the Quran, making the salah, making khidmat. These are all the spiritual side of making, of sustaining this ruh of ours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you the understanding that we should know our deen and put it into practice. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.